TrumpRx expanded to offer 600 generic drugs. Consumers can now find more than 600 discounted generic medications through TrumpRx.gov and have them delivered to their homes, President Donald Trump announced from the White House on May 18th. The site will also include new functionality, allowing consumers to compare brand name and generic prices, as well as get home delivery on medications through partnerships with mail-order pharmacies. With these additions, TrumpRx will feature the best and lowest prices on prescriptions used by tens of millions of Americans, Trump said. Generic drugs are often much less expensive than their brand name counterparts. In some cases, the discounted generics may be offered at an even lower cash price than the out-of-pocket insurance cost, the president added. Trump announced the site in September 2025 when unveiling a most favored nation price agreement with Pfizer. Since then, 17 pharmaceutical companies have entered most favored nation agreements with the administration and have agreed to offer medications through TrumpRx. The site has drawn 10 million users over the last 3 months, saving consumers more than $400 million, Trump said. The Council of Economic Advisers estimates that these most favorite nation drug policies will save Americans nearly $600 billion over 10 years. Prior to the addition of generic medications, 874 drugs were listed on TrumpRx.gov. The administration launched TrumpRx on February 5th to facilitate direct-to-consumer prescription drug sales in keeping with the president's most favored nation drug pricing policy. Executives from discount drug retailers, including Mark Cuban, founder of Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, Tanvi Patel, vice president of Amazon Pharmacy, and Aaron Crittenden, president of RX Marketplace at GoodRx, joined Trump for the announcement. Expanded functionality on the site allows consumers to compare the cost of brand name and generic drugs, find nearby pharmacies offering the medication, or click through to discount retailers to purchase drugs for home delivery. TrumpRx has created transparency with no middlemen, said Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The businesses represented by Cuban, Tanvi, and Crittenden are based on a similar model. As our volumes go up, our costs go down, which means we'll be ending up charging less to people over a period of time, Cuban said. Cuban's company supplies more than 1,000 frequently prescribed and high-cost generic medications at cost plus 15%. Forbes estimated that Cuban's company had $25 million in sales in the first 9 months after it started in 2023. It's been our mission to build a pharmacy with price transparency, Patel said of Amazon Pharmacy. The site informs consumers of the cost of medications up front, regardless of whether they are paying by cash or insurance. Amazon Pharmacy generated about $2 billion in revenue in 2024, according to pharmacy analysts Drug Channels. Almost one in three Americans, when they go to a drugstore, cannot afford to pick up the medications their doctor prescribed for them, Oz said, noting the importance of lowering drug prices. Nearly two-thirds, 64%, of U.S. adults worry about affording health care, with 30% being very worried, according to an April 19th poll conducted by healthcare research group KFF. About 9 in 10 voters say healthcare affordability will influence their voting in the 2026 elections. Chris Klomp, director of Medicare, said the lower drug prices showed momentum on healthcare affordability. We are on an irreversible trajectory, Klomp said, noting that users of GLP-1 medications will pay about $1,800 less for the course of treatment compared to 4 months ago. An American family trying to conceive and needing fertility medications will save nearly $6,000 per live birth, through TrumpRx, Klomp said.